This is Christmas. Pass it on. Garnished in red and green, the house is wrapped in Christmas, and her fingers clutch the objects in her pocket as a child might cling to a memory. A distant horn hints at the arrival of yet another southern sleigh as strains of Frosty the Snowman drift within a home that is seldom blanketed in white. Bells jingle as the door opens to reveal festive faces in search of a Merry Christmas. A friend's embrace warms her heart, but the wide eyes of her child take her back to the time when a tiny reminder had been placed into her hand. A small voice whispers, "Yes, this is the one. It's time to pass it on." And so she did. The room, which had bubbled with frivolity, now lay silent, leaving her alone with Christmas present and Christmas past. Together, they listen as the woman speaks of a time long ago. The story, woven so beautifully, reaches in to touch the heart of a child whose eyes now glisten with tears. Two objects lay in the palm of her aging hand. One is new, the other worn by time and touch. "I was given this many years ago." Her fingers caress the older of the two. "This is Christmas. Carry it always and pass it on." It was with those words that she had pressed the Christmas spirit into the hand and heart of a child. The Christmas spirit in the form of a cross.